My name is Pearson.
My name is Pearson.
You are listening to our PAPL on Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
This is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber from Compass Retirement Advisors. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Mike Graber provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
Hello and welcome back to Retirement Talk with Mike Graber. If you'd like more information about what you hear during today's show, give me a call at 812-787-0809. You can always visit us online at Compass Retirement Advisors LLC.com. And if you want to check out our past shows, simply subscribe to Retirement Talk with Mike Graber on your favorite podcast site. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music. Now, while we believe everyone should take some time now and then to dream about their eventual retirement, I think it's important to bear in mind that how you envision your ideal retirement, it's likely to change as we grow older and as our tastes and our financial circumstances change. But no matter how our tastes and circumstances do change, I think most of us are going to be looking at four clear stages or sometimes what we refer to as chapters of our retirement. We're going to talk about this today on our show, four stages of retirement. First, I want to get in an update on usdebtclock.org. U.S. federal debt is exceeded $34.6 trillion. Unfunded liabilities is now in excess of $214.3 trillion. And those numbers are growing very, very rapidly. And we think this is all leading to a time when the government will raise taxes and change some of the government programs like Social Security, Medicare. And what we want to do is make sure that you are considering the impact that these tax increases might have on your retirement, on the amount of money that's left to spend after you pay tax. And that you're preparing. And as we venture into our discussions today, please, you know, keep that in mind. The website is usdebtclock.org. There's a lot of other information there that we typically don't mention on our show, but it's a good place to go and keep track of what's happening. You can actually jump on the time machine there and look at projections into 2028. And there's also state-specific information there. But before we jump in today's material, talking about these four chapters of retirement, I want to bring in Tony Shore. Tony, it's always great to have you lending your insights to our show. I think you're a valuable partner in helping us communicate this information to our listeners.
Well, Mike, that's nice of you to say. I'm just along for the ride, right? I mean, you're the financial expert here, but I love doing the show with you each week. Thanks for having me on the show once again. And as for our topic today, Mike, it sounds like a great one. I mean, the four chapters of retirement. I'm intrigued.
Well, I think it is good for us to take a long look at the time frames for retirement. We're actually going to be looking at a Kiplinger article, The Four Phases of Retirement. And there's some good information, some good insights here that I think will be useful for our listeners as they consider the strength of their retirement income plans. The first chapter will come as no surprise, and this is going to be the pre-retirement chapter. And it begins about 10 years before retirement. You know, you're still in your accumulation phase. You're still saving for retirement. The assets are still growing. But, you know, this is, again, as I said, about a decade before you leave work for the last time. Many financial services professionals you know, obviously recommend that you begin saving money for retirement as soon as you get that first job. Start setting some money aside so that it can grow and compound, oftentimes tax deferred throughout your retirement. But once you turn about age 50 or so, that pre-retirement clock begins to tick just a little bit faster, and we believe it's in that time frame where you really need to begin having some serious discussions about your vision for retirement with your financial services provider. And you want those discussions to begin shaping what your retirement's going to look like, you know, for the next 30 years or so. And that's what a lot of us recommend, that we try and create plans that are going to carry us, you know, maybe 30 years in retirement. And that's not going to happen without some really in-depth discussions, you know, with your financial team.
Right. I think once we turn 50, Mike, we feel our pre-retirement chapter becomes even more important. So what are some of the things we should be doing during this pre-retirement chapter?
Well, to me, the best first sentence in that pre-retirement chapter would be to clearly articulate your goals and what kind of post-work lifestyle you do want to have. You know, if you'll be retiring with a spouse or partner, again, make sure you're openly discussing what your goals are. Make sure you understand what your spouse or your partner's goals are. Make sure that they closely align. Then you have a chance to deal with those goal areas that maybe don't align, and consider compromising in a way that leaves both parties feeling satisfied. And, you know, I understand that telling someone to just set goals may seem overly simplistic, rather. But, you know, in my experiences over 42, 43 years now, I see it over and over that it's those little things, those simple things that get overlooked, that can have a major impact and can lead to some unnecessary complications. And, you know, this Kiplinger article cites, I think, a significant statistic. It says that 1/3 of Americans say they have no concept of how much money they'll need to have saved for retirement to give them the best odds for, you know, living out some of their dreams. And, you know, I think that's a startling number. 1/3 of Americans don't know how much money they're going to need for retirement. And part of that is, you know, they've not been having those discussions with their financial advisor, with their spouse, with their partner. But, you know, fortunately in our planning process, we include a budgeting exercise. We want people to look at retirement and to actually craft a budget for those things that they would like to do and for the expected expenses. And I think that process lends itself to having the discussions, again, with your spouse, your partner, or with your financial advisor. But it's something that I think everyone needs to do. You need to create a budget that looks at what your anticipated expenses and your lifestyle needs are going to be once you reach that magic retirement date.
Yeah, and clearly preparing for your retirement without any idea of how much money you're going to need, or just guessing, that seems like an impossible task.
Yeah, I just can't grasp that 1/3 of Americans haven't gone through that thought process yet.
That's huge. Yeah. That's a shocking statistic.
It is, and I think that's an area where a lot of work needs to be done, Tony. And, you know, certainly, you know, saving is an essential part of preparing for retirement, but that by itself may not be enough to allow someone to complete their pre-retirement story and turn to that next chapter. But we believe that the strategy has to be thoughtful. The plan for retirement income has to be reliable. And then that means to me that you have to coordinate your income sources. You know, what are the sources of retirement income going to be? How do you work those in unison to maximize the value of those? And when you're no longer working and collecting that regular paycheck, that retirement income is most likely going to come from, you know, assets in investments that you've saved. It's going to come from Social Security for you and your spouse. Perhaps you're fortunate to work for an employer who provided a traditional pension, annuities, IRAs, those types of accounts. But you know, it goes, I think, without much debate that balancing this financial strategy, particularly as you draw closer to retirement, it's just really vital. You want to get your retirement off to that good first step. And I would encourage everyone listening, you know, to work closely with your financial services professional if you're not already doing so. Begin looking at some income projections now. What's my income going to look like when I retire based on what I have on hand now and what I'm going to grow that into before I retire? So you have a good picture and that you have time to adjust well before that retirement date actually gets here.
Right. And you know what? I think it's chapter one is so important, that pre-retirement phase. Now, what about chapter two? What's that?
Well, we get to give chapter two a moniker of its own, and we're going to call chapter two those early years. Those are the go-go years. I kind of like the sound of that.
Yeah.
for many, this chapter is the most expensive because, you know, our health and our energy levels are usually good and strong. And when you combine good health and energy with a sense of excitement that comes with finally being retired, it often means, you know, more opportunities for travel, trying out new things and new hobbies, new adventures, and you finally get to start on that bucket list that you've put together. But, you know, as we've discussed on many of our previous shows, travel and new hobbies and new adventures can get expensive. And if we aren't mindful about our spending, you know, if it's not budgeted for in the retirement plan, the money that we've worked so hard to accumulate, and we've done it over a long period of time, and we've saved for years, we have to have budgets in mind. And if we don't, we can spend a little too much too quick, and we can run out. And that's not where we want to be in retirement. And again, having a budget in place for these go-go years, I think, is really important.
Right, the go-go years. I like that. I like how that sounds. And don't live beyond your means in retirement. I mean, that makes perfect sense.
Well, it does, Tony. And to that, I want to talk just a little about maybe taking a part-time job for reasons other than maybe the income. But some of my clients do enjoy taking on a part-time job after they've retired from their main career. And of course, I know that we're thinking, well, we're not really retired if we're still doing some part-time work, but bear with me here. Let's dig a little bit deeper. You know, if you've worked for 4 or 5 decades for 40 hours-ish a week, all of a sudden you're retired. Now you have a lot of freed up time that you might be looking to fill. And some people find that that task is nearly impossible, and it can lead to boredom. And boredom can lead to, guess what, careless spending. And that's why, you know, having a part-time job might be just the ticket. You know, a little extra money along the way can cover some expenses for, you know, bills or for travel. But it's also about getting out of the house on a regular basis and, you know, engaging in the world. And don't think that you have to just, you know, take a part-time job. Maybe focus on something that you really enjoy. Focus on something that you might put in the fun category that appeals to your personal interests. Maybe find a place where you can serve. There are a lot of great organizations who are in need of volunteers. I know this is an issue, Tony, I think we've talked about before. You know, when my dad retired, he was so looking forward to retirement. And then a few weeks into retirement, it was like, I need to find something to take up some of my time. So he took a little part-time job to occupy a few hours a day. But it was the social aspect that was the big adjustment for my dad. It wasn't on the money side. It was, you know, he had always been around people, a lot of people every day for his 40-year working career. and all of a sudden it was just him at home, and he missed that interaction. And so he took a little part-time job just to, you know, socialize. And it proved to be a really good thing for my dad.
Yeah. Well, and that's a great point. And, you know, taking a part-time job in retirement isn't necessarily a bad thing. It can allow you to do things like delay filing for Social Security, which means your future benefit can be larger. I think a lot of more people are either working longer or going back to work in retirement because they want to, not because they have to, right?
Yeah, that is, Tony. That's a really good point. All right, let's look at chapter 3 here from this Kiplinger article. Again, the title is The Four Phases of Retirement. We just went through the go-go years. Well, now this chapter 3 of retirement is referred to by many as the slow-go years. And this is the middle of our retirement. And the article notes that this is often the least expensive retirement chapter. And this begins, you know, about a decade into retirement, when we're likely traveling less and we're spending more of our time, you know, closer to home. However, the article says that we have to be aware that in this time period might be when we start to see healthcare costs starting to rise. We may be needing more medical appointments to treat our ailments. We may need treatments and new medications. And many people in this third chapter, in this slow-go period of retirement, they begin to take on other significant medical expenses, maybe not quite what we think, but they're incurring expenses for health and safety upgrades in their home. Maybe an example would be, you know, remodeling the bathroom, taking out the traditional step over to get into the tub to something that's a little more safe. Maybe you're widening a doorway. Maybe you're adding some safety handles in key places. Maybe you're looking at adding a ramp in the garage or on the outside. So this is usually the time of our retirement when those types of expenses start to be something that we need to be ready for.
Yeah, you want to be prepared. You want to be thinking about that. And again, this is a reason to work with somebody like yourself, Mike, who really looks at the overall retirement picture and takes into consideration things like healthcare before you retire, before you get to that third chapter, the slow go years. So what else can you tell us about chapter 3?
Well, I think this is a period of our life where we really start thinking about a legacy. You know, what are we going to leave behind for those who matter the most to us? You know, that's a big part of this chapter 3, the slow go years. And maybe this is where you pull your will out that you had written when you were younger, whenever the kids were still at home. Maybe you haven't updated it since then. Now, this is the time to make sure that you do that. It's an ideal time, I think, to refresh, you know, what you want to happen with your possessions. And this is also a key time to make sure the beneficiaries on your life insurance policies, on your IRAs, on your annuities, make sure these things are up to date. You may have filled out that beneficiary form when you set up the account, but we all know that the dynamics within our families can change, and maybe there's something there that needs to be updated. And I would encourage you to take the time to pull out those old policies and make sure that your beneficiaries reflect, you know, your current desires. Chapter 4, we've gone through the pre-retirement, then we've gone through the go-go years, the slow-go years, and now Chapter 4 is the no-go years. And this fourth retirement chapter obviously takes place in our latter years. And during this chapter of retirement, it's possible, and for most people, I think, safe to say that healthcare will be the biggest expense. And this Kiplinger article cites a Fidelity study that says, people who are currently around age 65 should expect to spend $315,000 on healthcare during their retirement. And again, most of these expenses are going to occur in our latter years. But if you haven't already done some research, into things like long-term care insurance, you may want to consider doing so now. Remember, many people implement their long-term care strategies when they're in their 50s and in their 60s. You know, the longer you wait, the more expensive it might be. And you may have fewer options if you wait because our health changes, and sometimes our health condition can impact the types of programs that we might want to put in place. So don't put that part of the planning off.
Well, yeah. Well, don't put any part of this planning off and work with a financial professional. I think that's a key lesson here. So what about Chapter 4?
Well, with Chapter 4, as with the first three chapters, attention to detail is critical. It's vital. And,
sure.
And we feel that you just have to be diligent when it comes to tracking and evaluating your current financial strategy. Nothing wrong with asking for a second opinion. Maybe a product that you put in place several years ago, maybe there's something newer on the market. As we've talked about, companies are constantly innovating, bringing fresh approaches to providing products that provide benefits for a variety of things. So keep your strategy current. Use the best products that are available. Use the current strategies that reflect the financial realities of where our country is today. And we believe one thing that you should never do with a financial strategy is, just to toss it in the drawer and forget about it. Again, I want to stress, getting a second opinion on your strategies is key. If you'd like for us to take a look at that, we'd be happy to do that. My number is 812-787-0809. And if you don't have a plan in place, that's fine too. We'll be happy to meet with you and have that first conversation and begin putting together the financial strategies to help you through those go-go years, the slow-go years, and the no-go years, those chapters of retirement. And our goal is to make sure that you're ready and that you're prepared to live out those chapters of your life to the fullest, to consider the things that might crop up, make sure you've got contingencies in place to address those. And we're here to help you do that. Again, give me a call, 812-787-0809. I appreciate you being with us today. Hopefully you took some notes here. Some things to keep in mind as you prepare for your retirement. Even if you're already retired, if you want us to take a look and make sure things are just as tidy as they can be with that retirement plan, again, don't hesitate to ever give us a call. We'll be happy to put some time on the calendar to meet with you.
All right. Sounds great. And great show today, Mike. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Retirement Talk with Mike Graber. Thank you for listening to Retirement Talk. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, contact Mike Graber at Compass Retirement Advisors. Call 812-787-0809 or visit them online at CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com.
Investment advisory services provided by Creative One Wealth LLC, a registered investment advisor. Compass Retirement Advisors LLC, The Insurance Shop Inc., and Creative One Wealth LLC are unaffiliated entities. Mike Graber and Compass Retirement Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any government agency. Provided content is for overview and informational purposes only and is not intended and should not be relied upon as individualized tax, legal, fiduciary, or investment advice. Each individual situation will vary and opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Illustrations given are hypothetical examples and provided of illustrative purposes only. It does not represent real-life scenarios. Long-term care riders are not a replacement for long-term care insurance. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Product and features may vary by state. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representation can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. The information contained herein is based based on our understanding of current tax law. Tax and legislative information may be subject to change and different interpretations. We recommend that you seek professional legal advice for applicability to your personal information.